Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment.
You've been. I've been sitting here all by myself for over 2 hours.
I'm sorry. I ran into a friend and we got to talking.
What could you possibly find to talk about for 2 hours?
You.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Oh, what's the matter?
These new shoes are killing me.
Oh, maybe you should have bought a larger size.
That's what the salesman said. But I've been wearing size 6 all my life, and I'm not going to change now.
Well, you know, when you get older, your feet have a tendency to spread a little.
Not my feet. I'll tell you what it is. They're making size 6 smaller nowadays just to save on shoe leather.
Why don't you do what I do? When you buy another pair of shoes, buy a size that's big on the inside and small on the outside.
What a good idea. Thank you, Louise. You're making fun of me.
Oh, no, I was just kidding with you.
Why are you so mean to me? I'm always nice to you.
Of course you are. I'm sorry.
Never mind. I'll go take my bubble bath now.
Well, have a good time.
Don't tell me what to do.
Hello, Louise.
Hello.
You look sensational. You still got that fine brown frame.
Oh, I thank you. Who are you?
Wendell. Wendell Brown, remember?
Wendell Brown, George's old Navy friend?
On the button.
Of course. I've heard so much about you from George, I feel like I already know you.
Now, that's what I like to hear. Well, I'm in town for a while, and I thought I'd just drop by and surprise old George. I hope you don't mind my busting in like this.
Mine? George will be thrilled. Come on in.
Is he home?
No, he's still at work.
Oh, same old George.
But I'll call him.
Oh, no, 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 don't do that. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yes, you're right. Come in.
Old George sure has done all right for himself.
Thank you. It is a nice apartment, isn't it?
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about the apartment. I was talking about you.
Oh.
You know, there's one thing about George's getting married that always bugged me.
Oh, what's that?
I never got to kiss the bride.
Oh, well, better late than never.
Oh,
Well, we don't have to stand around like this. Why don't we sit down?
You don't remember our first meeting, do you?
Our first meeting?
When me and George came home on leave from Korea and you came down to the ship to meet us.
I remember coming down to meet George.
Well, I was the guy standing behind George, you know, saying, hi, brown sugar. You remember?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember. But I can't wait to see George's face when he finds you here.
Well, if he's still as ugly as he was when he was in the Navy, I can wait. I'm just kidding, Louise. They don't come any better than George. Me and him were real tight in the Navy. We used to raise hell in the annual reunions, too. But George hasn't been coming to them lately.
Well, he's been very busy.
Is that why he never brought you to any of the reunions?
He always told me that wives weren't allowed. Anyway, I felt out of place.
Well, I would have made you feel at home.
Did you bring your wife with you?
Huh?
I remember George saying you were married.
Well, is right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. Marriage taught me a lot.
Like what?
That's better being single. I've got to joke about it, Louise, otherwise the pain wouldn't go away. See, the fact is, both my wives were unfaithful.
Both?
But I can't blame them for playing around, though, especially since they got to feeling lonely and unwanted at home. You know what I mean?
Huh? I know.
Hey, I wonder if old George really knows what a good and understanding woman he's got. Nah. But by now he's spending more and more time on that job of his and less on you.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find the right woman one of these days.
Yeah, I know. But how long have I got to wait for Ike to get tired of Tina Turner?
Man, you ain't changed a bit. Except you got a little bit uglier.
Me? Ugly? Hey, remember, Shorty, who was the baddest dude on the ship?
Huh? Baddest dude? You?
Mm-hmm.
Throw up your hands, chump. See what you still got.
I've got enough to take care of whatever you still got, Junior. Come on. Hand it to me. Hand it.
Lay it on me now.
Come on. Is that all you got, boy?
Oh, come on, boy. Chump.
Come on.
Hey, man, that one slipped. Didn't hurt you, did it?
You kidding? I've been hit harder in the pillow fight.
Man, I felt good. I ain't done that in 20 years.
Look, the way you are breathing, you better not do it for another 20 years.
You kidding? I'm just as good as I ever was.
You wasn't no good then, neither.
Oh, yeah? Why'd you push me in the rig so many times, then?
I couldn't afford not to. I had a whole lot of long green riding on the other guy, bruh.
But I ain't jiving, George.
You wasn't much in the Navy, man. But you sure have made up for it since. Look at you, man. You got a great life, fine apartment, wonderful woman. Really is good to see you again, George.
Yeah. Good to see you too, Wendell. Weezy, you wouldn't believe this, but the chicks used to fall all over this old funny-looking dude.
You sure it wasn't the other way around?
That too. Hey, man, how come you shaved your head?
Hey, it just gives me an extra edge with the foxes, huh?
Oh, it does?
Yeah. I just shine my head in their eyes and they can't see anybody else. It's kind of like catching fish with a flashlight.
You know? Hey,
where can I wash up, man? I came straight here from the hotel, man. Oh. I still got some Milwaukee dirt on me, you know?
Sure. Right in there.
Oh, thank you.
If that John don't suit you, we got three more.
I ain't got but two hands, George.
George, there's something I gotta tell you about Wendell.
Yeah, I know, Weezy. Good people, ain't he?
Well, that's not what I was going
to
say.
In the Navy, Weezy, you lucky to have a buddy like Wendell. Let me tell you. I remember the first time we went into battle, these airplanes came from out of nowhere, unloading bombs on us like we was in a ticker tape parade. I hit the deck as quick as I could, boy, and started shaking all over. You know, Weezy, I tell you, I ain't never been that scared in my life. Then all of a sudden, Wendell come crawling up beside me and grabbed me by the shoulder and said, come on, man, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I stopped shaking. Man, that man saw me about this big and never told nobody.
Yes, but George...
I tell you, Weezy, that guy's the best friend I ever had.
Yeah, well, I'd better get dinner ready. Your best friend must be hungry.
And thirsty.
Hey,
Wendell!
Hey! How about a drink?
Don't mind if I do.
What'll it be?
I don't drink nothing but 12-year-old scotch. But if you ain't got that, I'll settle for 3-day-old muscatel.
Hey, man, you never told me what you're doing in New York.
I'm here on a sales meeting.
Oh, what you selling?
Me. This time I got into something new.
Hey, that's a great idea.
It wasn't my idea. It was my last employer's.
But you get fired?
Mm-hmm. You see, I was selling these vacuum cleaners. Yeah? And one day I knocked on the door, and this fine fox answered. I gave her my sales pitch, and she asked me in. Next thing I know, it was 4 days later. Didn't even sell her no vacuum cleaner either. Sure didn't do nothing for my quota, brother.
Man, you something else.
Hey. Hey, where's Louise?
Oh, she's back in the kitchen getting dinner together.
Ah.
Smells good, don't it?
Mm.
Oh, Weezy can burn a taste, boy.
Anything your wife cooks has got to be good. Hey, I think I'll go in there and help her out.
Yeah? Hey, good idea. I'm gonna finish making these drinks.
George?
Uh-uh. It's the sexy one, baby. I just thought I'd come in here and, give you some aid, huh?
Oh.
Nothing more pleasing than the sight of a beautiful woman cooking in the kitchen, especially to a hungry man.
Let's you and me get something straight, Mr. Wendell Brown.
Here we go. Hey, I'm gonna make a toast.
Yeah.
Come on, Weezy. Here's to my best friend, whom my wife and I have decided will be moving out of the hotel and staying with us the rest of the time he's in town. Right, baby? And remember, Wendell, as long as you're here, help yourself to anything you see.
The USS Valley Forge. That's great, George. A picture of the whole crew.
And look, there's George. Isn't he cute in his little white hat?
That's not George. That's a seagull sitting on a piling.
As I remember, we were standing somewhere around here.
You kidding? Those are all the officers.
Yeah, they are all white, huh?
Mm-hmm. Look at that. They all look alike, don't they?
How about another drink, man?
Hey, sounds good.
I still say that's George and not a seagull. A mother can tell her own son from a bird.
What about you, Weezy? Want another drink?
No, I gotta do the dishes.
Oh, come on, Louise. Forget about the dishes and join us for a little reminiscing.
Yeah! Don't you want to hear about the time this big dummy saved my life in hand-to-hand combat?
On an aircraft carrier?
No, in Tokyo at the Banzai Bar and Grill.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go take my beauty nap.
Oh, the way you look, ma'am, all you need is about 5 seconds.
Thank you. you have such nice friends.
Man, Wendell, we had some fun times during the war, didn't we?
Yeah.
Too bad it all had to end.
Yeah.
If you lived in New York, man, we could be hanging out all the time.
Yeah. Or if you lived in Milwaukee.
Hey, how'd you like to work for me, old buddy?
What?
You serious? Stone serious.
It sounds great, George, but I don't know anything about the cleaning business.
He's right, George. He doesn't have any experience.
Well, man, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I teach you everything you need to know. And the best part about it is you don't have to worry about taking no hassles from your boss, because your boss will be me, your old buddy, dig it?
Hey, Louise, I just got back from dinner.
Oh, Helen, what a surprise! So nice of you to drop by.
Surprise? Jenny told me you've been calling all evening.
Oh, the recipe? Of course I've got that recipe.
Hmm, what recipe?
The recipe that's in the kitchen.
Oh, that recipe! Louise, you didn't tell me you had company.
George's best friend from the Navy. Helen Wendell, Wendell Helen.
Glad to know you, Wendell. Will you be staying long? Girl, what is your problem?
You just met him.
Him? What's the matter with him?
Well, he's got 5 pairs of hands, and they have been all over me ever since he got here.
You mean he's been making passes at you?
Yeah, it's crazy, and I can't understand why he's doing it.
Well, I can. He sees a sexy, vibrant, tempting woman, and he wants her, so that's why. Look at you. Deep down inside, you know you enjoy those passes.
Oh, Helen.
Louise, deep down.
Helen,
Louise.
Okay. I admit it. I enjoyed the attention a little.
I knew it.
But I wish he'd stop it. I think.
Louise, if it really bugs you, then you just have to tell George.
And how do you tell your husband his best friend is trying to hit on you?
Like this? George, your best friend's trying to hit on me.
But Helen,
I've got to run. Wait. Look, Tom's leaving for Cleveland tonight, and he can't pack without me. You'll be all right as long as George is here. Good night.
You leaving so soon? Why don't you stick around so we can have a little fun, huh?
You don't need me. You've got your hands full already.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Willis, ma'am. Mr. Jefferson, sir, I felt it's my duty and obligation to inform you about the burglar alarm in your store.
Not again.
Again, sir? Oh, yes, indeedy, sir.
This is the third time this month that stupid alarm's going off.
Sir, I wish I could turn it off myself, but I don't have the key.
That's all right, Ralph. I'll go down myself and shut it off.
George, maybe you better take Wendell with you. There could be a real burglar down there this time.
No, ma'am. It started when a cop tested the door to make sure it was locked.
You entertain Wendell, Reezy. I'll be right back.
Sir?
Hey, let me get a little something for your trouble.
Oh, you don't have to do that, sir.
Well, thank you, Ralph.
I know you're in a hurry, sir, so you can wait and tip me in the elevator.
Now, let's get something straight, Wendell. You'd better keep away from me.
Oh, hey, Louise.
Don't you hey Louise me. You're supposed to be George's best friend. Where do you get off making passes at me and right under his nose, too?
Easy, Mama.
The only reason I haven't said anything earlier is because I didn't want to hurt George's feelings. But if you put your hand on me one more time, you're going to draw back a nub.
No, you got me wrong. I ain't gonna use my hands. Look.
I like a woman.
woman with a little fire.
Now, I'm warning you, Wendell. You take one more step and I'll let loose with the loudest scream you ever heard.
Hey, that sounds groovy, because we both understand that a no means a yes.
None in this house is done. What your best friend was doing, he was getting fresh.
He what? You are sick. Making a pass at my mom. Now, wait a minute, George. It was me he was making passes at.
And you, Weezy?
Why is that so hard to believe?
It ain't hard to believe. Nigga, you got to be crazy.
Now, I know you done backdoored lots of people, but I didn't think you'd be stupid enough to try to backdoor me. I came in the front door. Sucker, you better get out of my house before I erase your future.
Cool it, George, man. I was just trying to help you out.
Help me out, man. You trying to make time for my wife. You thought you were helping me out. I thought you was my friend.
I am your friend. Ain't it better with a friend than with a stranger?
George, as long as I've known you, you've been pushing and scratching to get ahead. So I knew I'd find you doing well by now. But I also figured you'd be so wrapped up in your work, you'd be ignoring something along the way. Like brown sugar here.
Yeah, well, you figured wrong.
Well, I don't know about that, pal. You know, I've made my life's work lonely and unwanted women. Both my wives played around. Even my mama did.
Well, this mama don't.
That's telling him, Louise. You want me to hit him again?
Hey, Louise, it's too bad you didn't meet me before George.
We could have been married and divorced by now.
Look, you better start moving while you still got legs.
I'm going. I'm going. I guess this means we can't be best buddies anymore, huh?
Only when I think of the old days.
Yeah? Those are the only good days I got left to think about, bro. You a lucky man, George. Goodbye, brown sugar.
My oldest and best friend.
You really liked him, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, that don't matter now. Is it true what he said, Weezy? He know about you feeling unwanted. Weezy?
Well, you don't pay as much attention to me as you used to.
I ain't got as much time as I used to.
I know.
Weezy, look, I'm sorry. How do I make it up to you? Where do I start?
Well, if you gotta ask, you better call Wendell back.
Recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.